Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Lots to talk about.
Tech Guide.
It's a very well-rounded product, combines great design, great technology, lots of excellent features.
Tech Guide.
This is why Samsung has seen a huge surge, why their profits are up.
Keeping you updated and educated, this is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is not an ultrabook. If you're looking for something small, slim and lightweight, then you need to look elsewhere.
Tech Guide.
Probably one of the most impressive little devices I've seen in quite a while.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to episode 60 of the Tech Guide Podcast. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. It's great to have you company. I'm Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, we're going to take a look at the fallout from the closure of Kogan Mobile and instructions for those users who have now been displaced who need to look for other providers. We're also going to look at the new online movie storefront for JB Hi-Fi and the new Call of Duty Ghosts multiplayer trailer. In our reviews, we're going to check out the new Beats Pill Bluetooth speakers from Dr. Dre himself and the Philips Hue lighting system that can be controlled wirelessly. We're also going to check out the Samsung fridge that can produce sparkling water. And we'll wrap things up with the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by our proud sponsors, Netgear, Australia's number one home Wi-Fi brand. A lot to talk about tonight right here on Tech Guide. Well, it was a day of high drama when the saga with ISP1 and Telstra and Kogan Mobile earlier this week. Last week, as you recall, the ISP1 was in dispute with Telstra over alleged lack of payment, invoice conflicts, and the situation was taken to the federal court, then into mediation, and it was placed on hold until a trial date was set. Well, there's been a dramatic turn of developments earlier this week, and as it turns out, ISP1, the wholesaler, has now been placed into receivership, and the contract with Telstra has now been cancelled. Now, the fallout of that decision affects Kogan Mobile directly. It falls right on Kogan Mobile customers. And they've been notified now that their services will now be terminated within 60 days. Services will cease. Customers have up to 180 days to port their number to another carrier. But in the lead up to these events yesterday, a lot was happening. As I mentioned, the contract between ISP1 and Telstra was cancelled, torn up, and ISP1 was then placed in the hands of an administrator. Telstra entered an agreement with Medion, another supplier for Aldi Mobile, because as you can recall, ISP1 was also an Aldi supplier as well as Kogan Mobile. Aldi, though, are going to continue to fight another day thanks to the help of Medion there. So Aldi customers, it's business as usual. Unfortunately for Kogan Mobile customers, it's over. You've got 60 days to look for another carrier. You've got up to 180 days to port your number, so you're not going to lose your number. But Kogan did come out and make an announcement to say that they're going to refund any remaining credit that is outstanding, whether it's you've paid for 90-day plan or a 365-day plan. They're going to work out the pro rata amount that's going to be credited back to either your PayPal account or your credit card, whatever you used to make the purchase in the first place. And also another interesting development yesterday was Optus entered the fray with a special offer for Kogan Mobile and Aldi customers who wanted to port their number to the Optus 4G network. So Optus saw a huge opportunity there, because when you consider, all told, Aldi and Kogan Mobile customers, there's more than 280,000 customers there. Kogan Mobile alone has more than 100,000. So Optus saw an opportunity there to gain some new customers for the books. But Kogan Mobile customers, if you are listening, there are things you can do. I've outlined them all on Tech Guide. First and foremost, you're not going to lose your number. It's going to stay active for up to 180 days. If you haven't renewed, gone to another provider by then, you will lose it. It will be cancelled by Telstra. So what you've been instructed to do, you're going to receive a text from Telstra saying that the service is going to cease within up to 60 days. Then a second SMS will be sent to say that you've got another 7 days to go on a temporary plan with limited calls, limited text, and no data. Any unused credit, as I said, is going to be refunded. So that if you have, say, paid ahead for 365 days, however many months you have left is going to be refunded, which is good news. You're not going to be left out of pocket there. But what are the alternatives now for Kogan Mobile? There is plenty of offers out there, but Kogan really offered some great value in terms of having unlimited calls, unlimited texts, and 6 gigabytes of data. Aldi has a similar plan, and they're still going. They're going to obviously accept new customers. They've got a unlimited calls, text, and 5 gig of data, I think, for about $35 a month. But trying to match that kind of value, what are the alternatives now for these prepaid customers? Do they go on a postpaid plan? Do they try find a prepaid plan that will give them that kind of flexibility? The biggest problem I see with prepaid plans is that no matter how much you spend on most of them, the credit runs out after 28 to 30 days. So even if you've got credit left or data left, you lose it, you've got to start again. So I think what was good about the Kogan plan was that you could pay for a year and the credit's going to last for that long, and each month you're going to get that allotment, that unlimited days, unlimited calls, 6 gig of data. So people coming off the Kogan plan are going to have to really look hard to find something as good a value as that. I think the fact that Kogan can no longer sustain, that there's no longer a service that they can provide, Telstra have now, the deal with ISP1 and Telstra is no more. Is that because it was unsustainable from these low-cost plans that were using quite a generous amount of data and space on the network? Does this mean the end of cheaper prepaid plans? I hope not, because there's a lot of users out there, a lot of customers who can't afford to pay postpaid $50-$60 a month. They have their own devices and want a simple, good value plan for them to use day to day with text and data, plenty enough to use for them to get by. So we're going to be keeping our eye out. We're going to keep an eye on techguide.com.au. We're going to be writing a few stories about this in the coming days. There is moves from outside to assist these displaced customers to find new providers. So keep an eye on those stories at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Well, we all know JB Hi-Fi as probably the premier store for DVDs and Blu-rays. They sell more DVD and Blu-ray than any other store in Australia. So we found it really interesting that they followed up, they had an announcement to follow up their terrific sales for Blu-ray and DVD, an announcement of a partnership with CSG Systems International, who's helping them launch their online movie storefront. Now, this isn't going to stop JB Hi-Fi from offering their Blu-rays and DVDs, which they do so well. I really like the way that the stores are very organized. Their new releases are very clear to see. The TV series sections are there. Blu-ray sections are clearly marked. They've often got a lot of specials, buy 2, get 1 free, lots of things like that. That's why a lot of people buy their movies at JB Hi-Fi. There's also a lot of exclusive packaging, steel case versions of films. So JB is the destination if you're after a movie, whether it's on DVD or Blu-ray. Now, you may have recently noticed that a lot of the recent release Blu-rays and DVDs have had a new symbol at the top of the casing called ultraviolet. Now, ultraviolet is a way for users to keep a copy of their film in the cloud. So to get your code for ultraviolet, to get this version of the film, it's more than just a digital copy. A digital copy just sits on one device. Ultraviolet is a cloud stored digital version that you can store and access on any device anywhere you are, whether it's your smartphone, a tablet, on your computer. You can stream it or download it. Now, JB have created this online destination so that you, once you get your ultraviolet code, and you can only get it inside a DVD or Blu-ray, so those sales aren't going to stop anytime soon, but it does give you now the choice of having a replication of your collection in the cloud. So any new movie you buy, you get the ultraviolet code inside. You can redeem that at JB's new online digital storefront, and that will then store and manage your collection. If you want to access your collection anywhere, you can't just take every disc you own wherever you go. It's a bit impractical. But if you do want to access movies that are in your collection, with Ultraviolet, you can do that and stream it or download it to the particular device that you happen to have. JB, I think it's a good move because Ultraviolet is something that we're going to see more of, not less. It's a great way to keep another copy of your movies handy, and a great way to manage your collection, and also a convenient way to watch whatever you one of your movies in your collection wherever you are. You might have some downtime, go to a friend's house, you want to watch a movie, you can tap into that collection. Ultraviolet, it's going to be around for a long time to come, and if you want to redeem your codes, JB Hi-Fi are going to be right there with their online delivery system. You can check out my story at techguide.com.au just so you can understand how that whole setup will work and where you can redeem your codes. Well, anyone who has listened to any of my podcasts, whether it's on the Tech Guide podcast or with my friend Trevor Long at Two Blokes Talking Tech, will know that I'm a huge Call of Duty fan, and I'm very much eagerly anticipating the release of Call of Duty Ghosts, which is the latest version of the franchise, which will be released in November. Now, I was very excited to see the other day the release of the multiplayer trailer for Call of Duty Ghosts. And I was very interested in this for a number of reasons, apart from me being a huge fanboy of the franchise. Call of Duty Ghosts is an interesting one because it's not a sequel. It is an original, totally new chapter of the game. The last few years we've had Black Ops, Black Ops 2, we've had Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3. So Call of Duty Ghosts was a great way, a total reinvention, a totally new chapter. It would have been very easy for Infinity Ward or any of these developers to just to crank out a Modern Warfare 4 and kind of use the same characters, and that would have been the easy way out. But I'm really happy to see that Call of Duty Ghosts is going to be an all-new storyline. It's the basic story is the fact that there's been a huge war and event around the world, and this band of soldiers, they get together to fight the enemy. There's going to be lots of interesting gameplay, of course a totally different storyline, but there's also going to be, and this is probably the most popular ingredient of the Call of Duty franchise, an all-new multiplayer aspect as well. So the multiplayer trailer I viewed with interest the other day. I've actually embedded the trailer on my story on Tech Guide. And I found that there's a few interesting developments. Now, the maps themselves, of course, are pretty detailed, a lot of different locations, a lot of urban locations I've noticed, a few set in the jungle and in the wild and things like that, but many urban ones I noticed too, which looks exciting. But there's also a couple of additions too. There's attack dogs in this one too. And not there were attack dogs in the Black Ops games, but this, I think, is going to be, the dog is going to be a permanent part of your squad. It may be deployed as a kill streak reward, I'm not sure. There's also an opportunity for you to play as a female soldier. You can even customize how you look in the game. You can also organize a squad of players as well. A couple of new game modes also. One called Cranked, which caught my eye. And what Cranked does, it allows you to, with each kill, you gain more speed and power. But the downside is that if you don't get your next kill within 30 seconds, you blow up. So hence the reason why you're cranked. You're cranked, you're getting faster, you need to get a new kill. You don't get one within 30 seconds, you die. And then you've got to start again. There'll be your usual, of course, team deathmatch, search and destroy, domination, and all the gameplay modes that we've come to know and love. There's also, there'll be two collector editions, a prestige edition and a hardened edition as usual. Prestige edition is going to come with a 1080p HD tactical camera. There's always an extra when you buy the Prestige Edition. There's been in the past, there's been remote control cars, there's been night vision goggles, there's been all kinds of things. This year you're going to get a HD tactical camera, and the collector's edition will come in a steel case. Both of these collector's editions will have a season pass for all the Call of Duty downloadable content as well. So if you're a Call of Duty fan just like I am, it's well worth checking out that trailer, which I mentioned, at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is brought to you by our proud sponsors, Netgear. Now, we've got a lot of content on our mobile devices, and Netgear have a product that will help you replicate what is on your mobile screen on the TV. Have you ever wanted to take all your photos and your videos, music and apps, or even the website off your small screen and put it on the big screen? Well, the Netgear PTV 3000 push-to-TV wireless adapter is the answer. The push-to-TV will mirror whatever is displayed on your Intel WideEye or Miracast-supported smartphone, just like the latest devices from Samsung, HTC or LG, or from a tablet or laptop screen on your HD TV. So now you can browse the internet, play your favorite online videos, or enjoy a slideshow of your photos wirelessly on your TV without having to use a cable to connect your mobile device to the television. Push-to-TV supports up to 1080p HD and 5.1 surround sound for an awesome home entertainment experience. And if you want to see more, you can check out Netgear's Push-to-TV wireless display adapter at netgear.com.au/push-to-TV.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenech. Tech Guide.
We're going to kick off the reviews this week with a product from Dr. Dre, and that's the Beats Pill. Now, this is a small portable Bluetooth speaker that gets its name because it actually looks like a pill. It looks like a very large pill at that. But it is a Bluetooth speaker that can stream your music from your smartphone or tablet or laptop. And being a Dr. Dre product, you can expect decent sound quality. Now, the device is pretty small. It's only 19 centimeters wide, about 4.6 centimeters high, weighs about 300 grams, so very easy to take with you. Comes with a handy carry case, with a zip-up carry case. Comes with a couple of cables, a audio cable, and also a USB charging cable. It's got micro USB, And it being a pill, it's got very rounded surfaces, and the speakers, it's got a flat base, so the speakers actually point upwards towards the listener. Now, the buttons on the front, you can obviously press the sync button to wirelessly connect your smartphone or tablet. There's also NFC on board, so you can have near-field communication. If you've got a compatible device like a smartphone or a tablet, you can just simply just touch the two products together to create that Bluetooth connection. Bluetooth has got A2DP, so it's the latest standard, higher quality streaming. The sound quality, if you're a Dr. Dre fan and you know what I'm talking about, if you've got a pair of headphones, the Dr. Dre sound quality on the headphones are excellent with a lot of bass. What I found with the Beats Pill, I found the sound a little thinner. It didn't quite have the weight of the soundscape on the Dr. Dre headphones. It also lacked a little bit in the bass side as well. The Dr. Dre headphones are heavily focused on the bass. They're very bass heavy. And that didn't quite carry across to the Beats Pill, despite having the Dr. Dre brand on this product. That's not to say that they don't sound good. Easily fill a room, even at high volume. There's hardly any distortion. Impressive sound quality nonetheless. Just lack that weight and that sort of strength that you normally find when you're listening to music through a Dr. Dre headphones. There's also audio out as well as audio in. Now, audio in, as we know, is the way for you to connect a device with a cable rather than wirelessly streaming your music. You can use a cable to connect that product. But the audio out feature is an interesting one as well. What it audio out allows you to do is to connect the Beats Pill to, say, a home theater receiver or a larger stereo system, and then it acts as a bridge from your smartphone. So the physical connection between the pill and your stereo system is the bridge to your smartphone. So you're wirelessly streaming to the pill, the Beats Pill speaker, which is through its cable feeding that signal through your stereo system. So you can create, it turns us your major stereo system or your home theater surround system into a wireless system that you can stream from your smartphone or tablet or the compatible source, which I thought was a very interesting little feature. The Beats Pill is also a hands-free speakerphone as well. So if you're got your, if you have your phone paired to the device, you can, if you're receiving a call, you can answer the call, talk through the speaker, which has also got a microphone, of course, so you can make yourself heard. And you can, and then you can hang up once you're done. So can make and receive calls at the same time. The Beats Pill, priced at $259. Now it should be pointed out that this is actually more expensive than the Bose SoundLeak mini speaker and the UE Boom speakers from Logitech. What those two speakers I mentioned though don't have are the hands-free speakerphone ability. And they don't have the audio out, you know, that bridging feature that can turn your bigger stereo system into a wireless system. Well worth a look, though. If you're a Dr. Dre fan, these won't let you down. They offer very impressive sound. But if you want to read my full review, you can do that at techguide.com.au. Now, this next product is a very interesting one. It's the Philips Hue. That's spelt H-U-E. And it is basically a lighting system that it can be controlled using a smartphone app wirelessly. Now, that might not sound as impressive as it actually is, but I've got to say, this is a very cool little product. You can buy a starter pack which features three Philips Hue bulbs. Now, these bulbs have screw-in bases, so you got to make sure your light fitting actually can fit that type of light bulb. It also comes with a little wireless bridge. So what the bridge does is connects to your router, which then, once that's connected there and on your home network, it then can connect wirelessly to your light bulbs. Now, the three in the starter pack is what you can begin with. You can add extra bulbs as you go along. I think they're about $59.95 each. You can add up to 50 bulbs onto the same bridge, so you can create quite a light show here. Now, what you can do, though, with the app is change the brightness of the globe, but not only that, you can also change the color that comes out of the light bulb. You might want it to be have a kind of a sunset feel, and you can change the light to that kind of color. There may be a color that you really like in a favorite photograph of yours, and it can then imitate that color simply by pressing on the color in the photograph. Now, you can control all the lights simultaneously so that all the colors shine the same, or have them all shine individually, different brightnesses and different colors. So it creates quite a it lends itself to from some imaginative uses. But the other thing too with this with the Philips Hue is that the very latest update has offered some other abilities, like being able to use it as a timer. Now, as a timer, you can set, or as an alarm even, you can set the bulb to, for example, when it's time to wake up, when your alarm goes off, the lights will slowly brighten. And the opposite end of the day, you might set it to gradually dim completely over a period of 30 minutes, so that by the time you're asleep, the lights are turned off. It can also be used to, the lights can be used almost like a timer. So you might set for example, you might have a bulb near your kitchen, for example, that after 30 minutes will either start blinking or change color, just to indicate that you might have something on the stove that's been there for 30 minutes. You set the timer. You may go into your lounge room and read a book while you're waiting for this your things to cook on the stove or in the oven. And when you see the light blinking or changing color, you'll know that 30 minutes is up. Another thing you can do through a site called IFTTT, which is short for If Then Then That. Now, that is a site that offers what they call recipes to create a connected experience based on an event that occurs. For example, if you set an IFTTT recipe to from Facebook, for example, you might link Facebook through IFTTT to your Philips Hue. Now, you may program it to so whenever you receive a Facebook notification, the Hue bulb that you've connected with this may turn a different color. You might even if you might have set it so that when the weather's going to tell you it's going to rain, then the you can change the color of your Hue light bulb as well. So many uses of this. No, apart from it just offering a nice way to there are recipes or light modes, I should say, for relaxation mode. So it creates a tone that helps you relax. It creates a tone to keep you energized. It creates a tone to keep you to help you concentrate. But it also then adds this color show that you can add different colors and set different moods using the app, which is really easy to use. It works on iPhone and any Android device as well. If you want to see how it really works, though, you should do yourself a favor. Head over to my site. Head over to techguide.com.au. You can read my review and also watch a video which demonstrates really well the capabilities of this really interesting product.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Well, it's not very often on the Tech Guide podcast that we talk about a refrigerator, but in this case, this latest Samsung sparkling refrigerator will make an exception. Now, Samsung, as we know, are very well known for their TVs, smartphones, and tablets, but they've brought a little bit of that technology to the kitchen with their new sparkling four-door French door refrigerator. Model number is SRF890SWLS. In case you want to search for that. But it's a 890-litre fridge that's got an integrated gas carbonation system. So we've seen many fridges that can dispense cold water. That's no biggie. They all do that. They even produce a lot of ice. You can have cold water and ice. Well, the new Samsung fridge can produce not only water, but carbonated water. And it does that using a SodaStream cylinder that fits inside the door. So it's got a 60-litre cylinder, a CO2 cylinder, so that you can carbonate the water. And not only carbonate it in one way, you've got three levels of carbonation to get through there. So if you want a lot of bubbles, you go three. You only want a little bit of bubble, you go level one. If you want no bubble, you just turn that off. But it does offer that that option. Now, SodaStream is the company that's powering this system, and SodaStream is a well-known brand for creating your own soft drinks and sparkling water, and these cylinders now can be used inside the door of the fridge. Now, other features of the fridge, apart from its sparkling performance, include a drawer. There are the two French doors are at the top, and it has got quite a capacity, I have to say. I stood in front of the fridge and had to reach as far as I could to touch the back of the fridge, so my arm was fully stretched to touch the back of the fridge. That just goes to show you the volume of the fridge. Now, it uses special thin wall technology. It's called SpaceMax technology, so the fridge has thinner walls, so it has larger capacity inside without changing the external dimensions. So it offers quite a lot of storage space inside, and that also maintains the cooling system even though it's got a thinner wall. But apart from the French doors at the top, there are also two drawers below, including a waist height drawer that's easily divided into four separate compartments for things like your fruit and snacks and drinks. So they're at a height that's waist height. So if they're in the kitchen, easy to load stuff off a bench top, or the height of a child height. So they can come there. You might put all the healthy snacks in that part of the fridge. So that's the only part of the fridge they can reach. The very bottom part, of course, is the freezer, which is quite a deep freezer that offers the same volume inside as it would your normal fridge, which is located on top of older fridges. But when you think about it, the freezer is probably the part of the fridge we use the least. So for those older fridges that's located at the very top, it doesn't quite make sense that a part of the fridge that you very that you use a lot less than the main part of the fridge is right there at the top. So what Samsung has done has placed that at the bottom, as do a lot of other fridge manufacturers nowadays. Freezer at the very bottom, but you can then reach down and get your frozen products straight from that drawer. The Samsung Sparkling Refrigerator, it will be available from September the 1st exclusively through Harvey Norman, and it will be priced at $4,999. And if you want to check out some images of that fridge and what it looks like, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
I had a very interesting question through the forum on Tech Guide earlier this week, and it was from a reader who likes to get out and paddle in their kayak. They were saying they were heading up and wanted to look at some boats and take some photos. Now, it was having a digital camera with you, obviously needs to be waterproof, but the question was, what are my options for taking waterproof photographs? Now, the two options are, and his parameter was that any suggestions for a cheap under $100 solution for either waterproofing my existing camera or getting a waterproof camera. Now, on the smartphone side, our best camera is in our pocket. Now, if you're going to be riding a kayak, though, you need a case that will turn your smartphone into a waterproof smartphone. And there are plenty of cases that let you do that. There's some OtterBox cases. There's also LifeProof cases that offer that complete waterproof capability. You can take them down to a depth of about 3 or 4 meters. I think I reviewed an iPhone case also from a company called Enki, E-N-K-I. So plenty of options in that area. But my other suggestion would be, not the GoPro route as well. GoPro is a very, very popular camera, waterproof, the housing's all there, but that camera costs about $300-$400. There are some alternatives, some cheaper alternatives that are offered through sites like Kogan and even in stores like JB Hi-Fi. I think it was called the Go Action Camera, was offered in JB Hi-Fi just before Christmas for $99. So that would fit our readers' little demand there of being under $100. And at the time, though, everyone was hot for the GoPro. Everyone was willing to spend that extra money for the GoPro, which was in very short supply back then too, but just before Christmas. But and a lot of people then were heading to this Go Action Camera with the cheaper, not the knockoff version, but just a cheaper version of that camera. There are plenty of GoPro options. They're the best ones. That was the best that I saw to fit that price. But I think the best way to stay under that $100 budget is to get a smartphone case that turns your device, makes it waterproof. There's plenty out there compatible with the iPhone and also compatible with Android devices. So if you're going to do that, enjoy your kayak up the river. But just make sure you've either got the case or the waterproof camera so you're not getting into any trouble and you're still going to capture those great, great images. You're listening to Tech Guide. And that's our show for another week. You can read all about what we've talked about here in episode 60 on our website, techguide.com.au. And you can get in touch by emailing us at info@techguide.com.au. Please send us your help desk questions. Just like our reader tonight, you can end up on our help desk by sending it to the Tech Guide forum. Special thanks too to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great to have your company. We look forward to catching up with you next week. So in the meantime, stay safe and stay connected.